Joining us in our studios this morning, we have Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library. It's been a while since we've had you in, hasn't it?
Yeah, you had some things going on. I was out of town at a conference, and so it's good to see you, Bob.
You too.
Thanks for having me.
You too. So always something going on at the library. What do you want to start with?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, what I just like to remind people of is that next week, Saturday, May 16th, is the United Way's National Annual Kids to Parks Day. So Ashton Zian and I from Parks and Rec and I have been offering something on Kids to Parks Day for a couple of years together now. So this year, Saturday, May 16th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., we'll have activities up at the Senior Activity Center on Murray Park Drive. And we'll just have all kinds of things for people to do. The weather is supposed to be nice so far, as far as I can tell. And so we will have a lot of outdoor activities, planting flowers and flowers people can take home and vegetables, a story walk, lots of interactive things outdoors, things to play on, and what is that called? A scavenger hunt and, you know, little physical challenges to do outdoors. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then as an added bonus, I was able to install it's called a Born Learning Trail behind the library. We have a new pathway that goes from the Northwest Trailhead at our parking lot and goes zigzags down the hill towards Silver Creek. It's a lovely trail, and we were able to install a Born Learning Trail, which is also a United Way project, and it is the idea is to get caregivers and kids outdoors doing healthy things physically and, you know, for social and emotional health as well. And it involves 10 different signs that go down the hill at intervals, and each one has a thought. And, maybe it's doing something active, maybe it's doing something contemplative, like looking at the birds, listening, feeling the air. So it's really quite lovely. I was able to fund this with a donation from Ripon Noon Kiwanis. So big shout out to Ripon Noon Kiwanis. It's a great organization. And if anyone is looking to put their time and effort into an organization that does great work for this community, I highly recommend Ripon Noon Kiwanis. So you can look us up on the web, or I am a member of Ripon Noon Kiwanis as well. So, and I also have to do a shout out regarding the Born Learning Trail to Drexel Building Supply in Berlin. Seth Lang is their, I can't remember exactly what his title is, but he coordinates a lot of the supplies going out to the projects. And he and his family are great library supporters. Katie Lang of Penny Peony Design, they're always doing things for the library. So they came with their family, and we used an auger from Modern Rental and drilled holes in the ground and put those signs up. And if I ever have a minute, I'm going to put some of those pictures on our Facebook page, etc., because their kids, Archie and Oliver, are just little carpenters already. And so they helped drill in a lot of the holes, which was really exciting for them to be part of. So anyway, that's the whole story on Kids to Parks Day. So you can come after you enjoy the activities up at the Senior Activity Center. You can come to the library, from 11 to 12:30, we'll be featuring the Born Learning Trail, and Ripon Noon Kiwanis will be there with snacks and stuff like that. So that's the big event coming up. But then the other thing that people need to know about is library closures. Should I talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. We knew it was coming. Susie talked about it last time.
So currently our adult and teen collections are half in storage and half available for browsing and checkout in the lower level Silver Creek room of the library. We are going to be able to begin moving some things back upstairs to the West Wing, which will now, with the new renovation, it will encompass teen materials, adult fiction and all the genres of fiction, popular materials like magazines and movies and music, And it will also house the adult nonfiction collection and games, and it will have access to an outdoor patio. So it'll be very welcoming and lots of great places to sit and hang out. You could have an informal meeting because as we go into our next phase, we will not have a single meeting room downstairs available. Mm-hmm. For people to meet in. But there's a small meeting room adjacent to the teen area. And as I mentioned, there are also a lot of lovely spaces within that West Wing now that, you know, people could comfortably feel that they're having a semi-private meeting. So that's really lovely. Yeah. I told someone yesterday, I said, well, the renovation is kind of like, imagine having your entire garage and your basement, and if you have a barn or an attic, all those things dumped into your living room and kitchen and trying to function around all those things. So it's an exciting time, never a dull moment. Mm-hmm. But things to know about that are... on May 22nd, that Silver Creek room that, again, has the browsable checkout materials is going to go offline. It's not going to be available because we're going to start moving things from storage and from that room simultaneously. And to find specific materials is really going to just be a little too it's just going to be a little too difficult to manage that during that time. So place your holds now. Get your books now. You will get extra checkout time because we are also going to be closed completely, including the book drop, from June 1st through June 8th. And that is when we're going to be asking for volunteers, and the entire library staff will just be focused on deconstructing shelving, moving it upstairs, and reconstructing it. So it's a big ask in 1 week's time. Mm-hmm. So that's why on the front end we're trying to get some of the logistics taken care of before that June 1st through June 8th closure. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
So then the library will reopen after June 8th.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Assuming we don't have any big surprises, because you know, with a construction project, there are always surprises.
Well, you know, about that time, you find that you have a Picasso painting that was stashed away or
wouldn't
something.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice?
It could help pay for the cost, that's for
right?
sure. So.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah.
Can I talk about summer reading?
Sure.
Briefly? We have time for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next thing coming down the pike, we summer reading program, the theme is Unearth Your Story. And so you are able to register right now. So we don't have everything posted on our Facebook page or events calendar, nor do we have everything posted on our website events calendar. We are working on that. But the reading portion that allows you to gain entry into prize drawings begins June 1st. So go ahead and get yourself registered now. We make it so simple. It literally will take you 30 seconds to register. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you do that on your website? Register?
No, unfortunately. No.
So you have to register at the library.
Yes. I mean, you could call and register for the children's mm-hmm. portion of it, because it's divided into age groups. So there's, you know, ages 0 to 10 for children's, mm-hmm. Ages 11 to 18 for teen, and then adults. So Susie and I kind of do separate things mm-hmm. for those age groups. So for mine, you could conceivably call the library to register and print the reading and rewards log from our website. So it could happen. You could do it.
Okay. Very good. Anything else before we wrap up, Linda?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Till next time, I guess. All right.
Yeah. So. Okay. Be well.
All right.
Everybody.
That is Linda DeKramer, who is the children's librarian for the Ripon Public Library. We appreciate her joining us this morning.